Schauspielerin Diana Nyad wurde bei ihrem vierten Versuch, die 166 Kilometer von Kuba nach Florida zu schwimmen, zweimal von einer der gefährlichsten Quallen gestochen, der portugiesischen Galeere. TV Media. So habe ich das noch nie gesehen. Alles, was Sie wissen müssen über Doku, TV, Kino und Streaming.
FM4.
The time is 11 o'clock and these are the headlines. President Trump orders the deployment of the National Guard to Los Angeles, and a prominent opposition politician has been shot and wounded in Colombia. Jenny Johnson with the FM4 News.
Thanks, Robin. The governor of California, Gavin Newsom, has strongly criticized President Donald Trump's order to deploy 2,000 National Guards to Los Angeles following protests over a series of raids on undocumented migrants. Newsom said the move was inflammatory and that there was no shortage of law enforcement in the city. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials, known as ICE, used tear gas in the mainly Hispanic district of Paramount to disperse crowds during a second day of unrest. This local resident joined the protests.
Trump, the administration, the Border Patrol, ICE, they know that they cannot go anywhere in this country where our people are and try to kidnap our workers, our people, and they can't do that without an organized and fierce resistance. And that's what they encounter here today.
Italians start voting today in a referendum on whether to relax citizenship laws and change some employment legislation. The vote was initiated by the opposition Democratic Party and a major trade union. Among the questions on the ballot paper are whether it should be harder to fire some workers and if compensation should be increased for those laid off by small businesses. In Colombia, a gunman has shot and seriously wounded a prominent opposition politician in the capital, Bogotá. Mobile phone video appears to show Senator Miguel Uribe, a presidential hopeful, being shot in the head as he addressed a campaign event in a park. More from the BBC's Will Grant.
The government has condemned the shooting, saying it was an attack not just against Mr. Uribe personally, but against democracy in Colombia. One man was arrested at the scene. Miguel Uribe is a well-known member of the political establishment in Colombia. He is the son of Diana Turbay, a journalist who was killed in 1991 in a rescue attempt after she had been kidnapped by the Medellin cartel run by Pablo Escobar. This latest shooting reminds many Colombians of those dark days, as once again the specter of political violence has raised its ugly head in Colombia and affected a member of the Turbay family.
Russian officials say a Ukrainian drone attack targeting Moscow forced the closure of two of the city's key airports overnight. They say their air defense units destroyed 9 drones heading towards the city this morning. Moscow and Kyiv have warned each other they risk disrupting the latest prisoner exchange, which had been scheduled for this weekend. The weather, a cold front moving through with rain and thunderstorms in many areas, some sunshine appearing towards the evening. The southeast starting off sunny with highs of 24 to 29, elsewhere between 15 and 23.
What's up, boppers? All you people with an ear to the street. This next hour is for you.
FM4.
Let's start it like this.
Sunny side up.
A quieter start this hour with me, Robin Lee, and Sirens of Lesbos, Shotgun.
School was no place for me. It was killing me softly. I dread myself away underneath the palm trees. At home I watch TV, smoke BDs. My life hurts so bad. Nothing really mattered to me.
She's crazy.
Polo and Pan there with Feel Good. Taking feeling good to a whole other level. That's what we're all about here on Sunny Side Up. Press Yes brings us heaven on earth.
We'll be right back. Servus, wir sind's, Cam und Crooked. Und wir haben's schon immer gewusst.
Das Land ist einfach voller guter Electronic Artists.
Die Red Bull Symphonic Masterclass.
Mit Cam und Crooked und Christian Kolonowitz. Yeah!
Lauter nice Electronic Classic Crossover Hits sind dabei entstanden.
Und die hört's exklusiv
bei der FM4 House Party.
Mit allen Tracks der Masterclass.
Am 13. Juni um 21 Uhr in Laboon Deluxe.
Hey, das wird die Uraufführung.
Die FM4 House Party.
Presented by Red Bull Symphonic Masterclass. FM4.
Throwing hands and your hoops away. Get far, but it's not my playing nice. They got ice on their rosaries. They so real, fine capital in price. I can't trust that.
Yeah. time for the folks that been down since day one.
Thanks to the those that's down, I never diss.
Once again, it's the real ill.
The restless legs in the
open your eyes, cause we're the same old guys.
It's true that no cool kick off the heroes. If it wasn't for the DJs, you wouldn't even hear us.
The elevators of minds, the regulators have changed.
We're here for good, so don't mistake the name.
I keep my sunny side up.
FMP. A little soap.
Dutch guitarist Jan Akkerman teamed up with singer Kaz Lux on this track from 1980. You can hear Akkerman's early experimenting with a guitar synthesizer on this one. Concentrate, don't hesitate.
To take care of my mess, your clothes now, baby. Your clothes now, baby. Close as close can be. So why not concentrate, yeah? Why not concentrate, yeah? Why not concentrate, yeah? Why not concentrate?
You got charm, you got soul. Make me warm.
don't.
Know the name of this track and you had to guess, you would probably be right. That was Safari by Canadian Afro Disco Punk group Ashantis, wrapping up this hour of A Little Soul. Next up, Savi Kabu bringing us the love to Sunny Side Up with this one, Love You.
don't exist in your universe.
Hallelujah.
Sade, nothing can come between us in a Pomo mix. We are going to go down Louisiana way now by way of Germany, courtesy of dub duo Buzu Bayou with their Cajun sounds and island rhythms, Divers.
man no deal with su doctrine, you know? Man no deal with su doctrine, you know? So that tree, you know?
Doctrine go away. She did to him. Did you hear what they said? Just a New York conversation rattling in my head. Oh my, and what shall we wear? Oh my, and who really cares? Just a New York conversation, gossip all of the time. Did you hear who did what to whom? Happens all the time. Who has touched and who has dabbled here in the city of shows? Openings, closings, bed repartee, everybody knows. Oh, how sad, and why do we call? Oh, I'm glad to hear from you all. I am calling, yes, I'm calling just to speak to you. For I know this night will kill me if I can't be with you. If I can't be with you.
Lou Reed with that New York telephone conversation. Hey, no worries. It's all good. You're right here on FM4.
Okay, ich bin an der Reihe. Ich sehe, was du nicht siehst. Und das ist rot.
Vor der Einfahrt in den Tunnel einen Ampelblick bitte. Bei rot stehen bleiben, bei gelb blinkend Tempo reduzieren und bei grün sicher durch den Tunnel fahren. Mehr Infos auf asfinag.at. Asfinag, gute Fahrt Österreich.
Die Presse zum Anhören? Lassen Sie sich ab sofort von einer echt klingenden KI-Stimme unsere Artikel vorlesen. Hallo, ich bin Anna Wallner, die Echte. Und bis gerade eben haben Sie meinen antrainierten Stimmenklon gehört.
Exklusiv für Digitalabonnentinnen und Abonnenten. Jetzt ausprobieren auf diepresse.com.
Mächtig einfach. Mit Sky Stream hast du alle deine Streaming-Apps auf Knopfdruck. Erlebe die neuesten Filme und Serien, inklusive Paramount Plus, Netflix und dem gesamten Live-Sport. Mächtig einfach. Sky, wo Unterhaltung zu Hause ist.
Tiefer recherchiert, breiter gedacht, näher dran. Ab sofort bietet der Kurier mehr. Einen Freizeitteil mit Stories rund um die schönen Dinge des Lebens, tiefgehende Einblicke in die aktuelle Wirtschaftslage und noch mehr lokale Nachrichten aus Wien, Niederösterreich und dem Burgenland und das jeden Tag. Jetzt testen um nur 4 Euro für 4 Wochen. Infos unter kurierabo.at.
Auf einen sportlichen Sommer, auf coole Angebote für heiße Tage. Auf die Plätze, Herbes, los! Woohoo!
Sichere dir jetzt die besten Angebote für das richtige Sommerfeeling. Wie das Saigner Stand-Up Paddle. Jetzt minus 20% um nur 199 Euro. Get moving. Have a sports.
Die Lautstärke misst man in Dezibel. Die Turbine eines Düsenjets dröhnt mit etwa 100 Dezibel. Die Tennisspielerin Maria Sharapova, genannt The Queen of Screams, stöhnte bei ihren Schlägen regelmäßig mit 101 Dezibel. TV Media. So habe ich das noch nie gesehen. Alles, was Sie wissen müssen über Sport, TV, Kino und Streaming.
Du gibst einfach alles. Im Training, im Job, im Alltag. Dann gib deinem Körper, was er braucht. MagnoFit. Die fruchtig frischen Magnesium-Direktsticks. Einfach auf der Zunge zergehen lassen. Ganz ohne Wasser. So praktisch, ich habe sie immer dabei.
MagnoFit, die Nummer 1 Magnesiumsticks aus deiner Apotheke.
Die Zeit läuft, bevor viele Dokumente ab 1. Juli teurer werden. Jetzt noch schnell ein Foto in Studioqualität für Reisepass, Personalausweis oder Führerschein bei Hartlauer kaufen. Und mit etwas Glück auch noch einen Traumurlaub von Ruefa gewinnen. Mehr auf hartlauer.at oder in Ihrem Hartlauer-Geschäft. Hartlauer. Einfach mehr.
Tigern Sie zum Löwen.
FM4.
The time is 12 noon and these are the headlines. President Trump says he's sending National Guard members to Los Angeles, and Italy votes in a referendum on citizenship and employment laws. Here's Jenny Johnson with the FM4 News.
Thanks, Robin. The governor of California, Gavin Newsom, has strongly criticized President Donald Trump's order to deploy 2,000 National Guards to Los Angeles following protests over a series of raids on undocumented migrants. Newsom said the move was inflammatory and that there was no shortage of law enforcement in the city. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials used tear gas in the mainly Hispanic district of Paramount to disperse crowds during a second day of unrest. NPR's Steve Futterman reports.
For a second straight day, protesters and federal agents faced off. Agents used tear gas, pepper spray, and flashbangs to try to disperse several hundred who showed up, like Heath Durbin. He wants ICE agents to stop going after immigrants.
We shouldn't be pepper spraying protesters. We are protesting that they're coming and snatching people up instead of doing it through a civilized manner.
Late Saturday, President Trump's border czar Tom Homan announced that National Guard troops are being sent to LA, but California Governor Gavin Newsom says the Guard isn't needed. He says there is no widespread violence and sending in the Guard will only inflame tensions.
Russian officials say a Ukrainian drone attack targeting Moscow forced the closure of two of the city's key airports overnight. They say their air defense units destroyed 9 drones heading towards the city this morning. Yesterday, Russian forces struck the Ukrainian city of Kharkiv twice. Officials say in that latest attack, 4 guided bombs killed a woman and injured at least 19 others. One of the country's largest cities, Kharkiv, is located just a few dozen kilometers from the Russian border and has often been the target of Russian shelling during 3 years of war. Italians start voting today in a 2-day referendum on whether to relax citizenship laws and change some employment legislation. It's being seen as a challenge to Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni's right-wing coalition government. The BBC's Sarah Rainsford reports.
For a referendum like this to be valid, 50% of all voters in Italy have to turn out. And the far-right government of Giorgia Meloni has been trying to block that, first by ignoring the vote and then by calling on people to boycott it, to go to the seaside this weekend, not to the polls. Some here fear making it easier to become Italian would attract more illegal migrants to the country. But those supporting the referendum say it's about improving life for the foreign workers who come here legally.
In Colombia, a gunman has shot and seriously wounded a prominent opposition politician in the capital, Bogotá. Mobile phone video appears to show Senator Miguel Uribe, a presidential hopeful, being shot in the head as he addressed a campaign event in a park. A man was arrested at the scene. This afternoon's weather, largely dry in the far west with a bit of sunshine. In other areas, the rain should start to ease off to make way for a few sunny periods. But in the south and southeast, increasingly rainy with some storms around. A lively to strong wind and highs mostly between 15 and 23 degrees.
Oh yes, start your day the sunny side up way. I'm Robin Lee, and it is worth mentioning that you really shouldn't look straight at the sun, especially with binoculars. Here's binoculars with same song.